You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Convergence Partners has closed or has met the conditions that needed to be met by the Competition Commission, rather the lack of conditions for the deal with Datacentrix or to acquire Datacentrix from Alviva. Those conditions have all gone through and there's been an unconditional approval from the Competition Commission as well as the Independent Communications Authority, ICASA, that is allowing the acquisition or the takeover to take place. I'm joined on the line by the Convergence Partners Chairman Andile Ngaba to take a look at this. Mr. Ngaba, thanks so much for the time. Lovely to speak to you again. The last time you and I spoke, we spoke about your digital infrastructure fund. We spoke in November and we spoke about the fact that this was essential for development on the continent. You're just buying everything up now.
Look, I mean, as you know, that the market is consolidating in almost every front. I mean, size matters here. I mean, given what's happening in the world, I mean, when you look at, you know, the AI environment, the companies like NVIDIA and cloud companies, I mean, look at the size of these businesses today. In order to respond to that global ecosystem here, as everybody is preparing for the AI boom, we need to build solid companies. We need to have solid foundation. Datacentrix, I mean, with its history as a system integrator, one of the lead system integrators in this country, in the continent and Middle East, is that great foundation for us as we enter this new AI era. And they have, you know, good relations with top OEMs in the world. I mean, like HPE, I mean, being a leading, I mean, partner of HPE in Africa. I mean, they are having one of the most experienced leadership in this ecosystem of ours that has been running this business for years under Ahmed. And they've got great clients in the banking, financial services, insurance, in service provider, mobile companies, mining, oil and gas. So really, this is a great asset for South Africa. It's a great asset for this industry, for the economy as a whole. We're very excited about this acquisition, and this is a great platform for us to overlay then these artificial intelligence new applications that are needed almost by every sector of the economy. Basically, so we're very excited about this.
Speaking of great assets, Andile, I want to look at you as an ICT professional. Last time we spoke, we touched on the fact that you've got more than 30 years of experience in this space, in the ICT space. As someone with that much experience, how do you then sit down at the head of Convergence Partners and tell the next generation and the board and the team that you're working with it, when we're not positioning the business based on the knowledge of the past, we're positioning it on the knowledge of the future? Because you mentioned things around AI, and you mentioned these in the last conversation as well, around the fact that digital infrastructure is going to be the future, whether we're dealing with high frequency trading or whether we're dealing with just sharing of data. Everything rests on the infrastructure that it sits on. How do you, with so much experience, want to see a different side of this and look toward the future and not toward the past?
Over 40 years now, not 30, over 40 years in the industry. Let me tell you, I mean, the fun part of this industry, basically, why we are in technology, it is because it changes very fast, right? I mean, it changes almost like with lightning speed, right? Now, you have to be able to understand the next generation technology. I mean, I give an example in mobile, right? 5G was, as a standard, was adopted in 2019. We are now working on a 6G standard, which will be adopted in 2027, right? Now, if you do not understand these generations of technology, basically, you will definitely miss out. I mean, if you take, I mean, the entire GPU architecture in data centers, we talk about H100s today, but NVIDIA is launching Blackwell, which is, again, a super machine that is really going to come up with human, what is called HAI, not more generative AI. And this is something that really, so when you invest, you need to basically understand the past, the present, and the future. And if you really are unable to calibrate these three phases, either in any path of technology, right, you literally can can actually buy an old technology that has no future tomorrow. So we have to understand and be able to work with multiple generations of the company. I mean, the young people coming out of university today, I mean, either we have studied software engineering, computers, I mean, engineering, or, you know, data science or AI. These are people you need in your team because they understand where the future is going. But at the same time, you need to have guys who have got experience, who have been in the industry for some time, who understand where technology is coming from. It is that bringing of these two talented groups of people together and make them able to work together in harmony in building the future.
The future certainly looks bright, especially with leaders like you at the helm. Thank you so much for the time. We'll leave it at that, Andile. That's Andile Ngaba, chairman of Convergence Partners, on that acquisition of Datacentrics, finally getting the regulatory and Competition Commission approvals to go ahead.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.